I almost forget how to talk. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. Welcome to Father's Day 2019, the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And my first day behind a microphone in 9 days. 9 days? 10 days. 10 days off. Almost 10 full days on the calendar where I didn't have to speak on a microphone. And more importantly, it was like 9 days of being away from Twitter. 9 days being away from any kind of social media. 9 days where my iPad was pretty much in the safe at Hammock Beach. 9 days where I didn't carry my phone ever. And it just sat on the nightstand just to make sure there wasn't any like nightmare going on at home that I had to take care of. I'm just going to give you a public service announcement. To spend 3 days of your phone away from your phone, away from your iPad, away from social media is a godsend. To spend nine is like hitting the factory reset on your brain. I'm so excited to be back to work. I enjoy my downtime very, very much. After a while, I get a little antsy. I didn't this week. It felt beautiful. I slept later. Just my brain didn't wake me up like it wakes me up at home. I napped poolside. I reflected on things, and I didn't hear any of your opinions. Any followers on social media, any friends of mine that I had from high school or college, or any family members of mine. I didn't hear what anybody had to say about the day's latest outrage in politics or otherwise. I didn't miss it one bit. I miss you guys when I'm working. When I'm working, I wouldn't be where I'm at, and I wouldn't have a career without interactions, without listeners, without hearing from people. But when you don't have to, and there was a time, it's hard to believe there was a time, a little over a decade ago, when we didn't have it. We weren't inundated 24/7 with your high school classmate or your neighbor or your coworker pontificating day after day after day about why they're outraged about politics or a social issue or otherwise. There was a time when you didn't have to be inundated with that day after day. And being away from it for like 9 days is just glistening. It's absolutely awesome. I hope that you can do that in your summer vacations. I hope that you could say to yourself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the phone down for 3 days. Because as I was in a beautiful pool at a gorgeous resort or at the beach or otherwise, I saw a bunch of adults with their faces in their phones. Laying by a pool, facing the phone. And I'm thinking to myself, these are the most important people in the world. They are so important. They can't be without their phones for 2 minutes. They must be high-powered executives. They must be making life and death decisions. Or they can't just deal without the safety nets of electronics and social media. Look, I had a drink at the bar. Look at the sandwich I had at lunch. It's okay to just get away from it all. And I promise you, you'll benefit from it. It's been awesome. And I'm glad to be back with you. I thank Mraz for filling in last week. Anthony, I trust that Mraz didn't burn the house down. And I
wasn't here, so I don't know.
What, you took off when I was gone?
Yes, I had a good reason. Yes, I was participating in a 5K.
A 5K?
Yes, honoring a very good friend of mine. So, okay, yes, now, I had a good reason.
Now, a 5K, how long did that take you to run?
It was bad. It was not good.
Wait, okay, wait,
35
wait, wait,
minutes.
Wait, JK, the
wait a minute.
Is...
Wait a minute. Anthony, wait a minute.
It was bad.
How long did it take you?
35 minutes.
Okay, wait a minute. It took me 33 minutes to run a 5K at 52.
I haven't run in forever.
I don't care.
I mean, you just...
I was 52 years old, and I love it that the fact that you did that—that you did that for your
buddy.
Yes,
Yes, that's all.
I think that's awesome.
I participated.
Did you walk?
Finished.
Did you walk with like the grandparents and stuff that showed up, or why didn't you run with the young people?
Go back on vacation.
Why didn't you run with the young people, Shep? I mean, that's a bad time.
That's not a bad time. That is an egregious. I know, and I'm not trying to like hate and give shade to Pierna right now. JK,
I said it was a bad time.
Bad time. I know 90-year-old women that Trump that time.
I tried. Don't bring Trump into it. We don't need that after 9 days away from politics.
Yeah,
I'd love
please.
It. Okay, 32. I tried to get under 32 minutes, and I have not in two 5Ks in the past less than two calendar years. I've tried to get under 32 minutes, and I couldn't. I got in 33 minutes both times, 33 minutes in a different amount of seconds. And I couldn't get below 32 minutes. And I was sort of ashamed by that. But I'm glad Anthony did that for his buddy. No, you shouldn't be, though. You should be proud of yourself for being there for a buddy and for a great cause. So that's awesome. I just worry about the house keys being left in Mraz while we're gone and nothing burned down. Love you. Love you, Sean. Hope you had a great time. And I know you did a great job. I'm sure of that. I'm going to have our toll-free line open for you all day long at 855-212-4CBS. That toll-free line brought to you by Geico. I want to get the housekeeping out of the way because there's a quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I got to say this week, and we'll get to the U.S. Open and the Anthony Davis trade coming up. I'm going to skip the Houston Texans general manager's job. I'm going to skip that story today. It didn't make my radar. But Toronto, just off the top of my head, the Toronto Raptors and what they did impressed me so much. And I've heard every disclaimer about why you want to say, hey, well, they beat Golden State, but, you know, the Warriors were banged up and no KD, and when KD comes back, he gets injured, and yeah, so that's the real reason here. You know, I was so impressed by Toronto, and I'm not going to put any disclaimer on Toronto's championship. That's a bunch of garbage. You know who needs disclaimers? Fan bases like the Sixers, and I'm speaking as a Sixers fan, so I can say this. I've seen more weasels in the Sixers fan base saying, that should have been our championship. Man, if it wasn't for one lucky bounce, we would have won the championship. Bullpucky.com. Garbage. A steeping pile of manure. Sixers weren't good enough. And you know who wasn't? Any other team in the Eastern Conference, including loaded Boston, that was supposed to be the chosen ones in the Eastern Conference, and they peed the bed. The Boston Celtics. Toronto impressed me in the regular season. Toronto impressed me in the postseason. And Kawhi Leonard, you are a stud. You're an absolute stud. And Toronto, and then you fans that listen in the Midwest who might be fans of the St. Louis Blues, and we don't talk a lot of hockey on this show, but as you know, I worked in the National Hockey League for a long time, worked for coaching staffs, worked for as a broadcaster. I am so happy for fans of the Raptors and fans of the Blues. I'm so happy for them because to me, it reminds me of a transformational day for myself as a sports fan on February 4th, 2018, when I finally saw the Eagles win the Super Bowl and I finally saw the championship that I long waited for my entire life. This string of new championships, I just love it. New teams winning, I just love it. And if you're trying to put some sort of a disclaimer on the Golden State Warriors losing, yeah, well, the Warriors lost, but Bullpucky, just like they gagged when they were up against Cleveland and blew a 3-1 lead. Stop it. The Warriors are proud champions, and the Warriors have been on a spectacular run. Spectacular run. And I'm not taking anything away from them. But if you try taking away from Toronto, blah, 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 blah. You try taking away from what Toronto did, garbage. An absolute waste of my time to even listen to. Now, Gary Woodland is on a tear. In fact, through 54 holes at the U.S. Open, third best score ever. And I get it. Today, technology's better. Players are bigger, stronger, more savvy, more trained, more ready for the major media stage that they face. But what Woodland's doing is just absolutely delicious if you're a golf fan. If you're not, you're probably rooting for some story, and no, Tiger Woods couldn't give it to us. And Justin Rose hopefully gives him a run for his money today, and maybe Brooks Koepka is able to see Woodland play back to the field a little bit, and he can make a final day charge. I would not put it past him at all as he goes for three straight U.S. Open championships. It's entertaining watching golf at a different hour of the day, too. There is something to it that you don't have to be in front of your TV on the East Coast at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon to be able to see the most pivotal holes in a golf tournament. Something really, really nice about that. But Gary Woodland, I'm not sure how much that moves the meter for the average American as Father's Day is upon us here in 2019.